92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's a new scam that's becoming more prominent across New York State, mostly in the bigger cities. It's auto collision fraud. Over 45,000 vehicular incidents were reported to insurance companies last year, and a lot of them fell into this category. Here's the scenario. You're driving along, another car suddenly cuts in front of you and slams on their brakes, and so do you, but you avoid smashing into them. Then the driver in the car in front of you rapidly reverses and slams into your car, which is followed by the passengers getting out to film the damage and get your license plate number. And when emergency services arrive, they all claim injuries from you smashing into them. It's all very well rehearsed and intentional because these people intend to file lawsuits against you to get the insurance money. Thousands of these staged car crashes have turned New York's roads into a profitable and dangerous criminal enterprise, and part of the reason this is happening is because insurance rates in New York are about the highest in the country. The good thing is that this has happened enough times now that the emergency services people and the insurance companies have learned how to spot it, and Governor Kathy Hochul has authorized spending $2 million to help the state police crack down on what she calls a system riddled with bad actors and fraud. These criminals are putting the lives of others at risk, and it's got to stop.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.